The Political Assassination of Michael Flynn. That's the title of the column. You can read it at Bloomberg.com. We welcome to the program Eli Lake from Bloomberg View, a returning expert, a returning guest with John and Ray, and a man who was, I'm sure his phone started blowing up about 2.5 hours ago when Donald Trump tweeted out this morning, thank you to Eli Lake of the Bloomberg View. The NSA and FBI should not interfere in our politics. This is very serious situation for the USA. So, Eli, thank you. I know you only have a few minutes for us, and we appreciate it before you jump onto the next cable news network. But explain to us, who is trying to assassinate Michael Flynn's career? Is it from in the White House, State Department, Pentagon, NSA, CIA, combination, press, who?
I think a part of this is clearly the Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, made it very difficult for Flynn over the weekend, almost prevented him from defending himself in the media and wouldn't allow him to review the transcripts of these phone calls. The fact that they were leaked, and these are monitored communications, and it's the most sensitive intelligence, the government collects, especially because Flynn is an American citizen and was about to be a senior official when this happened, suggests to me that, if it was widely distributed, that looks like a setup, because normally the names of Americans are redacted from such intelligence reports. And, I would say what we have is anonymous officials describing conversations and sort of going through the sequence of events. These are things that happen, and it's serious, but at the same time, I've heard that you could read those transcripts different ways, and that the conversation about sanctions with the Russian ambassador and Flynn was incidental. And, it's plausible that he didn't lie. He simply forgot about it. This is somebody who had many phone calls at the time. So I think in many ways, Flynn's been treated very unfairly.
We had talked to Senator Ron Johnson on the station about 90 minutes ago. He blames it on bureaucrats in D.C. that are philosophically, politically, viscerally opposed to Donald Trump. Do you buy that?
Well, I mean, it would have to be more than just that, because it's not just any bureaucrat. It's people who would be senior enough to have had access to, as I said, the most highly sensitive information. And they said former officials who would know about that, which, in the original reports, which would say that these were outgoing Obama types. So that, to me, is very telling.
Eli Lake is here. He's a terrific writer from Bloomberg View, and he was tweeted out, or he was thanked by the President of the United States for his take on the dismissal of Michael Flynn. He's joining John and Ray.
Eli, in your piece, you go on to say that normally these things don't get disclosed. At the highest levels, these things are always kept very tight, and they held them tight to the vest. And you go on to say that this is what you find in police states. Where are these leaks coming from?
Well, yeah, this is the key. We entrust the National Security Agency and the FBI with extraordinary powers to monitor electronic communications. We need them to do that in order to stop drug dealers and terrorists and all kinds of other horrible criminals. On the other hand, part of that trust is that they don't abuse that power to selectively leak conversations about political rivals. Usually we see this in a kind of banana republic. And America's had this problem before. J. Edgar Hoover had files on many leading politicians. We had an era called the McCarthyite era, where there were leaks about people under investigation. It was not entirely true and things like that. And we usually sort of, liberals turn away in horror. And my point here is that if this becomes a new normal, then this is fashioning the rod that will be used on the backs of Democrats when they, probably will win an election down the road. Because it's no way to run a free country.
Well, that's a terrific phrase. That's a terrific phrase. We're talking here with Eli Lake. He's one of the principals out of the biggest story of the day. He says the political assassination of Michael Flynn. So if Flynn was a fat target for the national security state, this reminds me of Dwight Eisenhower saying the military-industrial complex. Carter Page has been drawn into this. Paul Manafort, who ran the Trump campaign. Our friend Roger Stone is drawn into this. Who's next?
Well, I think we should separate Flynn from those guys who are not really part of the Trump inner circle at this point. But the fact that less than a month into his presidency, Trump cuts Flynn loose, that means the blood is in the water. And Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he says that, who's going to be next? Kellyanne Conway, Reince Priebus, Steve Bannon. And my point is, Flynn's the appetizer. Donald Trump is the main course.
Eli, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. That's Eli Lake, Bloomberg View.
Yeah, starts here. He caved. I mean, you know, a lot of people are saying that he just gave in to the president.